You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here this morning to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. I have a little bit of a problem, though, because nothing happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. Could really break a record of shortest update if we wanted to here. Really, I'm being very serious. Nothing happened yesterday on the live feeds. Very, very slow day. Very slow day. The feeds were down for a good portion of it. And the portion that the feeds weren't down for were filled with, you know, pool tournaments and, you know, hanging out, doing stuff. But we can talk here. I'm here. If you want to join me in the chat, you can ask me some questions. We can see what we can do here. But in terms of game talk, there was literally nothing. There was, you know, really, really nothing. We did get the veto ceremony. Damien took himself off the block. Adam replaced him with Mark. So Mark and SD are officially now the two nominees for the week. Damien made himself a little drum set out of kitchen stuff. He was very happy. So he played the drums a little bit. SD helped. Mark helped. So that's going on. Adam made Angelica a pet jaguar named Henry. And apparently she got to go into the DR with him as well. So there you go. Maybe Angelica can play the drums. Yeah. Who knows? So that happened. Feeds went down for a long time, as I mentioned before, because there was a big party here, in the house. They got very drunk. Apparently the feeds came back and they were pretty drunk, pretty drunk. Damien was giggling like a madman. Adam was being very silly. Mark kept talking about Dane and Esty. I mean, I'm sure they haven't done anything because Dane is like a good guy and he told me that he hasn't done anything, but maybe he has done something under the covers, over the covers, sideways, somewhere. So that happened. Apparently, Esty was like trying to put her fingers in Adam's mouth. Like I said, they got pretty drunk. And that's really all that happened yesterday. I'm being serious. This morning, Esty's like puking into a bucket. There's a great picture of her on Twitter. With her hair all crazy. They're pretty bored in that house. And the problem is that Esty thinks that she's going to be okay because Mark is going to leave, and Mark thinks he's okay because Esty's going to leave. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. All right. So let me know if you have any questions. Strategy wise, it does seem like Esty will still be leaving the house. That nothing has changed, as I mentioned. So Adam is HOH. Now Mark and Esty are on the block, and it looks like Kira and Anthony will be voting to keep Mark, and Adam will break the tie in favor of Mark, and Esty will go home. They are working on Damien's vote. They're hoping that they can get Damien to vote for Esty to leave. But we don't know if that's going to happen yet, because there wasn't much work done yesterday, but they were going to wait until probably Wednesday or something along those lines. So that's that. Cody says, Kobe, even when nothing happens, I'm here updating you. I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you. Why don't they get rid of Anthony? He is dangerous. The problem is that Anthony's not dangerous within the competitions. So I think that's why they're keeping him around for the most part. How did Adam jack his? Yeah, apparently Adam was jumping into that hot tub or something. I don't know. But he banged his toe. I don't think it's anything serious. Let's see here. Where can you find my interviews with Sam and Corey? Sam was released on its own. So if you search on robisawebsite.com, you can find it under the Big Brother coverage. It should also be in the podcast feed on its own. And then the Corey interview was attached to the Friday update, which I believe was April 19th. It should be at the end of that update. So if you're looking for that one, find it there. Let's see here. Why hasn't Esty caught on that Mark isn't campaigning? Look, we're talking about Esty here. What do you want? You're still confused on the final five deal with Kira. Aren't Adam and Mark supposed to be in a fight and after each other? They reconciled prior to the veto competition, where they had a conversation in the pantry where Mark pitched to them that, hey, you know what? These other two, Damien and Esty, they're still coming after you. They're just pretending not to because you're in power. Whereas at least I'm straight up with you. And if I stay, then I will be a number for you. And so because Kira really kind of takes direction from Adam a lot, because Adam seemed to be on board with Mark's pitch, Kira was as well. And so that kind of led to this sort of final four thing. Plus, I think Kira has always suspected that the guys have been a little bit working together. And so they're just happy to be included at this point. Let's see. Let's see here. Kira said Anthony is like a brother to her, to them. Yes, that did happen. And I believe Anthony said something along the lines of I am big brother. Cause I'm always the big brother. Let's see here. This fake backdoor Mark plan is really working in the pretty boy's favor. Yeah, it's working. Esty is the last woman standing. Yes. And she will be leaving this week unless something else changes. Nikki wants to know if Dane wants to flip the vote, do you think he could? Yes. I think he could get Adam on board, and Adam would obviously be able to get Kira on board, and then they'd have Damien and they could take out Mark. And then, and I do think that would be Dane's best move. I think that's in Dane's best interest because Mark is coming for Dane, not Adam. And so Dane is the one in more in danger heading into the double eviction and moving forward than Adam, in my opinion, because Mark and Anthony have always talked about Dane over Adam. Dane is more threatening to them. So if Dane were to get Mark out here, It eliminates the possibility of Mark winning the double eviction HOH and trying to target Dane. And it leaves Esty in the game. Esty with Damien, and he would have just flipped Adam and Kira. He would have a group of five against Anthony. And even if he didn't want to go against Anthony, you know, Adam would probably still be on board with taking out people like Damien and Esty first. I think it's much more in Dane's best interest to take out Mark here. And I do think he could, but don't know if he's going to. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Let's see. What's the theory on the chairs? Yeah, they woke up and there were chairs in front of the TV in the living room this morning. Just like a bunch of like little folded chairs, I think. Don't know what they are. I have no idea, honestly. I would like normally I would guess like something to do with the awards they usually have like chairs for, but that's usually in the backyard and it's usually at the final like four or five, and we would know. So it's not that. So I really don't know. I don't know what the chairs are for, but we might find out today. How much alcohol did they give these people? Apparently a lot. Let's see here. What do we think needs to happen to get Kira to flip their votes? I think Mark needs to screw up, or Esty needs to campaign in a good way. I think that's all it is. If everything stays the same, Kira's not going to flip their vote. Who's the most disappointing player I had high hopes for out of every player this season? I mean, I had high hopes for Kira, and we saw where that went. Still making it far, though. Still could honestly win the season at this point. So, but still didn't play the way I wanted them to play. What do I predict for the rest of the season? I predict Damien leaves next, and then Adam and Dane win the next couple of competitions, and then either Adam or Dane win the season. I think that's the way we're going here. Can I rank the pretty boys and how likely they are to win at this point? That's a good question. I think it's tough. I think it was Dane, but I think Adam's in a really good spot right now. So it could be Adam, and we haven't really seen Dane try on these days competitions. So I don't know. I think Dane and Adam, it's a coin flip. I think that Mark might be more likely to take Adam to the final three. So even if there is a spoiler in the final couple of competitions, Mark would take Adam and Adam would win. But I think Dane is more likely to win than Adam, and I think Mark isn't particularly likely to win. So just Dane, Adam tied for first, followed by Anthony, followed by Mark. That's my thing right now. Let's see here. Would Mark and Anthony take a shot at Adam during the double eviction? I think they would take a shot at Dane. That's what I've seen them talk about. I think that they would. They talked about taking a shot at Dane during the Mark HOH week when Corey was on the block. They were like, you know, well, man, we should take a shot at Dane. But yes, I do expect them to definitely consider taking a shot at either Dane or Adam. More likely Dane, in my opinion, but either way, I don't see it succeeding, because all that needs to happen is one of Dane or Adam to win the veto. And just like that, it's over. They can stay. And honestly, then even if Damian won the veto and used it on Dane, then Kira would go up and Adam would stay. It's going to be very difficult for that to happen in the double eviction, but I do think they might take the shot at Dane or Adam. It could go either way, but I do think it's more likely at Dane. And honestly, like I said, doesn't really matter which one they take the shot at, because I don't think either of them are likely to leave. How bitter do I think Esty will be to Dane in the jury? I don't think she'll be bitter. I really don't. That's just my guess. I don't think it's going to be a bitter jury. I think that Sam is going to set the tone. And I think the only bitter jurors are going to be Anthony and Mark and maybe Corey because of Anthony's influence. So that's three of seven. So maybe it's going to be a slightly bitter jury. Who knows? Which house guest is most likely to be delusional about their game and fight with fans on Twitter after the season? Mark, Corey. So the people most snowed by people like Anthony that prop them up, that I feel like are most likely to. Anthony would be like, don't listen to those fans. You're a lion. And they'll be like, yeah, I'm a lion. We'll see though. The roundtable is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, same time, just moved to tonight. Yes, thank you. We will have the roundtable tonight. We'll do the stock watch, everything. The form will be out after this podcast ends. I will work on getting that out as soon as possible. May wants to know, who is handling the goodbye messages the best? I think Adam did a pretty good job in his to Corey. So I might say Adam so far. But I mean, it's Sam and Corey so far. And so Sam is obviously getting Adam's a vote for Adam. And I think he did well with Corey. So who do I want to see win the next HOH and why? I kind of would like to see Mark win the next HOH and take a shot at Dane, because I do think it would fail. And I think that would cause some big drama and lead to a more exciting endgame. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for. Or maybe Damian. Damian would be fun too. Oh, since they were all toasted last night, what is the likelihood that Loose Lips will sink ships from drunk talking? I do think that Mark kind of was talking a lot to Damian. Damian seemed to have taken something from it. Like, I don't know what's happening in this house. I'm just the block star. But I don't think anything was said that I can tell from so far seeing anything. What would be a good week to hold your cash position by buying only one share of stock? You only lose the weekly $20, right? I believe you have to put it all in. You can only keep so much. So you have to invest, but you can try to diversify to protect your investments. So that's what I would suggest, especially on a double eviction week. That's what I did last time. It didn't work out for me last time, but double eviction weeks, very dangerous. So I'd suggest diversifying your portfolio and making sure you have shares in many, many different players. Let's see. I would have a hard time keeping Esty who never campaigns. Yeah. There you go. Kira needs to flip. People want that to happen. Is Dane throwing comps going to hurt him at the end if he's up against Adam? Possibly. It's a good point, but he doesn't really want to be up against Adam, I don't think. Well, he might want to. But, I don't know. I think momentum counts a lot. And so if he wins the last couple of competitions, then I think he'll be fine. If Anthony actually makes it to final two, will Arissa have to shut him up on his live final two speech? Will we see an angry Arissa? No, I think they'll be fine. I keep losing my place in the chat here. It's very annoying. Did Anthony ruin his chances to win by exploding on the pretty boys and telling them all that he can and will beat them at the final four? No. They didn't care about that. He was saying that he'd beat them in competitions, and they don't believe him. They think he's just being delusional. I don't think Damien will be better. I think Damien will want to vote for the nicest player, but I don't think it will be because of bitter feelings. If that makes sense. Damien thought that Paris deserved to win because his interpretation of Paris versus Kayla is that Paris was nice and Kayla was mean, and therefore Paris deserved to win. But I don't think that he will be bitter because, like, he's mad at somebody and, like, I want you to lose. I think he will just vote for the person that he feels is a nicer and better representation of niceness. Is Adam the only HOH not ruin his HOH this season? I think Dane did pretty well too with his HOHs. So Adam and Dane, really the only two. Do I think each pretty boy other than Adam plans to take Kira to the final two, thinking it's an easy win? No, I don't. I think most of them would take Kira out. I think Mark is really one of the only people that would take Kira down to the end. Will someone tell Esty that Dane was just voting for her jury vote? Yes, I think so. I mean, everybody knows except for Esty, basically, that this is only a symbolic vote. And so it's definitely going to get back to Esty. But I don't think Esty will care all that much. I think she'll be annoyed. But I think that Dane will be able to be like, well, of course it was only a symbolic vote. The votes weren't there. You know? It was just like Adam voting for Sam. Because that's the thing. With four people, they're all doing the same stuff. So I don't think it'll matter that much. Are the Pretty Boys the greatest alliance ever? Potentially the most successful alliance ever. Potentially. There you go. Nikki says, the only time I diversified in the stock watch, I lost my lead. So now I'm against doing that. Yeah, that's what happened to me too. But yeah. You gotta play it safe sometimes. Who knows? Why isn't anybody considering taking Damien to the final two? Mostly because the pretty boys are all taking each other to the final two for the most part, and Damien is also very, very likable. Very, very likable. What major moves did either Dane or Adam make that weren't run by someone else? Most of their moves, I think. most of the moves were a collective decision. I think Anthony directed a decent amount of them, but Adam took out Laura, you know, for Sam. He took out Kira. He took out Mackie. He protected Kira. Lots of things. I don't think that either of them have been directed by people too much. I mean, Adam even creating the alliance to begin with. And then Dane has been doing moves on his own as well. So there you go. What happens in a Damien / Kira HOH? Kira would target Mark. I think that they would put Mark and Anthony on the block, and Damien would probably also target Mark, because Adam and Dane plan on approaching him with some kind of final three deal, and I believe he will take that. So my guess is that he would target Mark, and honestly, even if they don't propose the final three deal, I think he would probably still go for Mark, because Mark's just so annoying, and I think Dane would push for that as well. So probably Mark would be in trouble. So yeah, heading into the double eviction HOH, I think Anthony is the safest. I don't think Anthony leaves in any scenario in the double eviction. And then I think Adam is the next safest with Dane. I think Adam and Dane are very safe. Like I said, even if Mark wins and targets them, the way that the veto should play out should be totally, it should be an athletic veto, and the three most athletic people winning the veto. Kira would target Damien. What am I saying? sorry about that. I was thinking more Damien. Kira would target Damien. I apologize. Because of the final five deal. Anyway. the three most athletic people in the house, if they win veto, then it would take one of the guys down. And I believe Adam and Dane would be safe. Then Mark would be the next safest. And then Kira, and then Damien is the most in trouble. I think most scenarios end with Damien being evicted. Damien winning is the only scenario where he's probably not evicted, and Mark might be evicted in that instance, or potentially Kira. And Damien or Kira might leave if Mark wins and tries to take a shot at Adam or Dane. So there you go. There you go. You think Anthony only leaves up against Dane, maybe Adam, and I don't see how that happens. Yes, exactly. It's I don't know. Like, nobody puts Anthony up with Adam or Dane. Just not likely to happen. So there you go. That's what I've got for you this morning. Like I said, nothing really happening, so we're just going to speculate toward the double eviction and see what's happening here. But make sure you tune in tonight for the roundtable. We'll talk about this week, talk about the stock watch and everything there, and we'll have some fun. So make sure you fill out the form. You can find it on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. And yeah, thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.